Hello? Yeah, I can hear. Is it clear? Is it better, landline? Is that better? You think it's better? Okay. But, are we recording? Yeah, we started recording. Okay, so let's start on both sides. Let's start. Let's make a quick recap of what we learnt. Let's go over here. Last time, we spoke about. Well, I'm just finding my notes over here. Yeah, using someone else's kiddish wine. Are you allowed to use someone else's kiddish wine? The shaila was, you went to kiddish. Someone before made kiddish, and he's left over half a cup of wine. And someone else also made kiddish, also left over half a cup of wine. Can you join the two cups of wine together to make kiddish? That was what we spoke about last week. So we said that's called yayin pogum. Kiddish wine should be wine that has not been drunk from. So either the kois hasn't been drunk from, which in our case, which we're talking about, has been, so that's no good. Well, let's say someone drunk directly from a bottle, it also makes the wine pogum. One should not use that wine for kiddush. Who I did actually, as someone we said, if someone drinks with a straw, he uses a straw to drink the wine. The fact that the wine has been drunk from, that is pogum, and you should not use that for making kiddush. There's nothing wrong with the wine, you can use it during a meal, nothing wrong at all. But to make kiddush on, a person shouldn't use it to make kiddush on. That's what we said. Bidyeved, if one used it, it's okay. The kiddush is still chal, and it works. One can be misakin the yayin pogum, we said, by ideally two ways, two parts to it. First of all, one pours good wine into the becher, which you take from the bottle, which has not been drunk from, you pour that into the becher. And then the second stage is that you pour the wine from the becher back into the bottle, where you have roiv against what was in the bottle, in the becher. So those two parts together are mesaken yayin pogum. You said as well, a bit nicer, either way is good enough. But either way is good enough. I think many people just pour wine, new wine into it. Some do pour back into the bottle, but that's what we spoke about. Then we said the shir of moly lugmov. A person should drink the shir of moly lugmov, which depends on every person. On an average person, it's 43 mil. It's just over a revius. It's rove revius, just over. It's about 45 mils. It's just over a revius. A rove revius. A revius is 86. So rove. Sorry. What? Can you? Is it not so clear? Yeah. Is that better? Okay, I'm trying to make it hopefully better like this. Just trying to find, yeah. Is that better? Can you hear me, Simcha? Okay, let's see what happens. That is the thing. Then we said it's a mitzvah min hamocha for everyone to drink from the wine, if one can. So we left off with this last time. There's two ways of doing this. One is, after completing a kiddush, what the mekadesh can do is pour some of the wine out into another kois, making sure he leaves a revius in his kois. Then he drinks from that. And then he can distribute from the second kois that he poured wine to other people at the table. That's option one, number one. Option number two is he drinks from the kois straight away after he's made priyak offering. He has a moly lugmov, and then he uses that kois. People drink from that kois itself. So I left you off with a question last week: which one's better? Which eitz is better? Eitz number one or eitz number two? Yeah. Option one or option two? What's a better one to do? No, anyone think of a better option to do? Which one's better out of the two? No? Which option is better to do out of the two options? That is, it basically makes kiddush, and after he makes kiddush, he pours a bit of the wine into another kois, making sure he's got a revius in his kois, and he drinks some more lumot on that. And then afterwards, he distributes from that second kois to the mishtatvim in the kiddush. That's option one. Option number two is he drinks straight away from his kois, and then he gives from his kois to other people. Which one's better? Or is there no maila? The first one's better, you think? It's more hygienic, but it's interesting. In the Shemir Shabbos called Chosoi, that's funny, I thought I had it. Or Shemir Shabbos called Chosoi over here, in Perek, just my way to Shemir Shabbos called Chosoi. Here, the Shemir Shabbos called Chosoi, in Perek Mem Ches, Sifyut Aleph. He says, Perek Mem Ches, Sifyut Aleph. It's ideal for everyone, if they can, to drink a bit of the Kosta Kiddush. There's no shir. It's best if they could all drink from the Kosta Kiddush itself, which the Makadish made Kiddush from. I'm not sure why this is exactly, but let's come to that in a minute. But loyal and mazik as a yai the kois mishlem without diluting to their koises. Avo gam ham moizel the koises sayem shlem asumim. Those who have this option of these people who do this option of pouring out the kois mishlem, yes lo ami lismoich. They have something to rely on as well. He said, looks like from the shlemer's arm, and the best is that the person drinks himself and then gives that to everyone after he's finished drinking. But if you don't do that, but you pour out some wine first, then you let everyone have after you drunk, that's also good. L'chayra, the reason is because they have to kill the brocha. What happens is, if I make boi priyakov and I finish the kiddush, boi priyakov, and I say mekadosh shabbos, and then I pour a bit of the wine out into another kois, there's a bit of a gap between my tasting and the drinking of the kois. Whereas if I drink from the kois straight, there's no hefsek. So the chayr, that is an advantage. But it's always so practical, especially if you've got visitors in the house, not everyone wants to drink from the same kois as the Makadish. And especially now, it could be people very worried about germs and everything. So the other option is also an option. I think someone once told me, actually, in his house, very interesting what he does is, I think everyone has a bit of wine in front of them before they start kiddush. And the person who makes kiddush has in mind for all the koises, really. And then they all drink from their kois which is standing in front of them, which has already been poured out beforehand. It's also an option. I didn't see it being brought down so clearly this time. L'chaya, that's also an etzer. Okay, everybody, so let's move on to today's topic. Today's topic is the Indian of... if I've got no wine for kiddush. So this is a clear halacha. L'chaya, one should make kiddush on yayin. Ideally, one should make kiddush on yayin only. Wine is the best option, wine or grape juice. The reason being, the poskim say, is that it's similar to the shear that was selling in the Beis HaMikdosh. When the same shear in the Beis HaMikdosh was done with wine, which was poured on Mizbeach. Similarly, Kiddush on Shabbos to the Rebbeinu Shlomo should also be served with wine. It's a special chashivas to use wine as a form of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So wine is certainly the best option that a person should use. And that's Taka brought in Halach and Shulchan Aruch in the Reish Ayin Reish Beis Sif Tes. See test. But Mokim Shainyai Motsui, the Machaber says that it's what to do. But the first choice is that a person should make kiddush on wine. That's option number one. Yeah. Kiddush on wine. Yeah. If one hasn't got wine, so I'm saying it's not Bosh and Nadi, it's not so common problem if someone hasn't got wine. I told you someone told me he was on holiday stacker once and he was stuck. He forgot to take his wine for Shabbos, for Kiddush, for Kiddush, he missed out, he didn't have any wine for Kiddush. So he wasn't sure what to do. So in the best etzer is to make your own wine. So either you can squeeze out grapes, but that's not such a practical option because you need a lot of grapes to make a revius of wine. The best option is to take grapes and cook them up in water, 1 to 5, 1 to 6, I can't remember exactly the shear, to check up the shear, but you can have quite an abundance of water in comparison to your grapes. And if you cook it in that way, then you can make quite a lot of wine with just not such an amount of grapes. But if someone is like a stuck and he can't have wine, he's got no wine, either let's say he's allergic to wine, he's by himself, he's allergic to wine, so no one can invite him, he's got no one to make kiddush for him, And he's the only thing he can have is he can't have wine, let's say. He's got no wine or he's not allowed, he can't have wine. So then what's the next option? So it looks like that the next option on Friday night is he can have pas. He shall make hamotzi in the Kiddush. I mean, he says a normal nusach HaKiddush that we've got. Well, let's just get the thing over here, Kiddush. So he says everything the same as what we do, except when we say in Kiddush, so we start with Yom HaShishi, he'll say the same thing. Then you say, Sarim or Onu Rabbonu Rabbeisai, we say, Boyu Priya Gofen. And he will say, Hamaitzi Lechon Ha'etzos. Sorry? I can't hear. Someone say, ask a question? No? Okay. So instead of saying, Boyu Priya Gofen, what he'll do is, he'll substitute, he'll say, Hamaitzi Lechon Ha'etzos. And then he'll carry on the rest of Kiddush, Asher Kiddushon HaMitzvah Rots of Onu. And then, straight afterwards, he'll cut the challah and give it to everyone. So he washes beforehand for this Yidayim, before he makes Kiddush. He's doing it on bread. And he makes it on the bread itself. He'll make the Kiddush on bread. What's the reason for this? The reason for this is you should make it on pas. Why should you make it on pas? Because pas is choshev. It's a choshev thing, bread. And the whole meal is coming really with pas. So pas is the next best option if one hasn't got wine. Although you stated in the Chabra over here. Pas, maniach there. Sorry, lads, that's what you should do. So you make it on pas. On Shabbos morning, interesting, the Machabe carries on Shabbos morning, in Shabbos morning, it's better to make Kiddush on Chama Medina. So we'll explain what this means hopefully shortly, but there's two options when you haven't got wine. One is to use pas and make Kiddush on pas, and one is to use Chama Medina. On Friday night, the Machabe says, the best thing to use if you haven't got wine is pas. On Shabbos morning, the best thing to use if you haven't got wine is Chama Medina. What's the difference? Says the Rosh, this is the Rosh. The Rosh says, on the night time, you shouldn't make Kiddush on beer, only on bread. It's better to make Kiddush on Sheikah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, to be there, Yeshua Toy Mara Pass. On Shabbos morning, it's better to make Chama Medina the second option. Yeah? Rather, that is better. Because why? The reason is, he says over here, because the Machabe carries on, Shehakol Sheyavorach, it's better to, on Shabbos morning, it's better to make Kiddush on Chama Medina rather than on bread. Because what happens? On Shabbos morning, there's no Kiddush really. All you make is a brocha. Boyu Priya Gofen, or on bread you make Hamotzi Lechem Ha'aretz, and on Chama Medina you make Shehakol Yevorei. There's no Nusach HaKiddush. On Friday night, there's a whole Nusach Vayichulu, and you make a special Brocha Asher Kiddushon HaMitzvah Yisov Ros Avonu. On Shabbos morning, there's no Nusach HaKiddush really. I mean, we say you have a Shomru, but that's not really the main part of the Kiddush, is just the Brocha, the Boyu Priya Gofen. So he says like this, on Shabbos morning, the best is to make Boyu Priya Gofen. That's a Chashivas in itself. The next option is Chama Medina, Shehakol Nebivori, Chama Medina. And the other option, if you haven't got that, then you can make it maybe on pas. But pas is not good on Shabbos morning. Why not? Says the Machaber, Sheim Yevorach Al Pas Tchila, because if you would use pas as the next option after wine, Ein Kan Shum Shinui. There's no difference, because everyone starts over with bread. And the Machabe says, Dibre Tamim, it's a very small different reason to Rosh. So the Rosh says that on Shabbos morning, it's not good to use your second choice, if you haven't got wine, bread. Because on Shabbos morning, it's not recognized when you're doing anything special. Everyone starts their meal with bread. On Friday night, when you're saying a whole Nusach HaKiddush, it's quite clear doing something special. So on Friday night, it's more choshev, bread is more choshev. Bread is more choshev than Chama Medina. So it's better to, what do you call it, to make it on bread rather than Chama Medina. But on Shabbos morning, where you haven't got this option, because the only thing is kiddush, you're just making the bracha, to make it straight on bread is not so good. And therefore, it's better to make on Chama Medina on Shabbos morning. So again, on Friday night, the option of ideally wine. If you haven't got wine, the next option is bread. If you haven't got bread, the next option after that is Chama Medina. On Shabbos morning, again, ideally is wine. If you haven't got wine, the next option is Chama Medina. And then the third option is bread. It's very bad, yeah, but he doesn't like it. The Meister, he says, sorry? Pardon? Someone asking something there? Is that clear? What are you saying? Oh, very interesting. This is actually a Bialocha Shaila, actually, very interesting. Bialocha says over here, he's talking about wine. Im yayin be'er le'ikash ala pas. Ayim yishe brur, hain afinu apas choval of yeshtem yayin. On the first case, in Friday night, he says, the Mechaber says, if you've got wine in town, you shouldn't make it on pas. Let me just show, where's the Mechaber here? He says that wine is always the first preference, even if you prefer it. Some say that on Shabbos morning, there's such a tzav, that on Shabbos morning, if a person prefers Chama Medina, then he can make it on Chama Medina rather than wine. It's not a general minig, but it can. There are people who've got this thing that if you prefer Chama Medina than Yayin, then you can make it off of Chama Medina. So you're asking where it comes from. I tell you, I once had someone eating by me. He tackled one to make on Chama Medina, actually. He came in, he said he prefers to make it on whiskey rather than wine. So there is such a shitter like this. The shitter is which a person enjoys it more. If he likes it better, I mean, because he's a lot of bring such a standard over here. Like, if someone prefers it, then you can. We ideally try to go with wine. Wine is a top priority, but there is, and Shabbos morning, some people are more later, that if you prefer the Chama Medina, the whiskey, rather than wine, then you can make it on that. So that's where it comes from, this Makot. What is Chama Medina? Chama Medina is also a big question, what it is exactly. There's two Behalchim and Foroshim. Some say it's a drink which is served to an Oirach, as a show of respect. That's like coffee or tea. Others, many others disagree with this and say that coffee and tea is not Chama Medina. Chama Medina has to be something which is very, very choshu. If a person drinks it, even when he's not thirsty. It's a very special drink, a pleasant drink that people like. And they would have it, the kviyas, they would sit down for it. It's a nice thing when you're with someone, which they say is like whiskey or beer. So whiskey or beer is definitely a Chama Medina, which is much more of a consensus that it's called Chama Medina. Coffee and tea also, some poskim say you can also use coffee and tea. That's clear, water is no good, even though you might like water and it's people drink it in the country, a lot of people do drink water, that's clear that water is not accepted as Chama Medina. We don't. It has to be a chosh of a thing, and therefore, even if it's carbonated spring water, it's not considered enough chosh of that you can make kiddush on it. So again, Chama Medina, there's two pshatim in Chama Medina. Even pshat is, it's a drink, which is, it's a kovadika drink. Coffee and tea, you would serve it to someone even though it's not thirsty really. It's a covered drink, and the other pshat is that it has to be more than a covered drink. It's a choshva, very covered drink that a person would have even though he's not thirsty at all. It's just a pleasant tasting drink. Coffee and tea is not pleasant tasting really. It's a drink which is, people sit down to schmooze with, but it's not a pleasant tasting drink. The whiskey and the beer is much more choshuv. And they hold that in order to make Chama Medina, it has to be very choshuv. It has to be the level of something which a person would give to a very choshuv visitor. He would eat it to avoin, and that is whiskey and beer. Okay, we have to come to speak about the shi, exactly how much you need for this. Which is also need the revius, that's another shaila. But the basic thing that we're talking about is that you can use Chama Medina is this again. So just a quick recap. So we said tonight that ideally one should use wine for Friday night and Shabbos day. If one hasn't got wine on Friday night, the next option is pas. If you haven't got pas, then the next option is Chama Medina. And on Shabbos morning, it's reversed. Wine is always a top preference. If you haven't got wine, then you can either, the next option is Chama Medina, and after that is Pass. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, good night to everyone. Shaya.